Read the 13th day. The Little King. Chapter 10. He found himself in the neighborhood of the asteroids 325, 326, 327, 328, 329, and 330. He began, therefore, by visiting them in order to add to his knowledge. The first of them was inhabited by a king, clad in royal purple and ermine. He was seated upon a throne which was at the same time both simple and majestic. "Ah, here is a subject!" exclaimed the king when he saw the little prince come in. And the little prince asked himself,How could he recognize me when he had never seen me before? He didn't know how the world is simplified for kings. To them, all men are subjects. "Approach so that I may see you better," said the king, who felt consumingly proud of being at last a king over somebody.The little prince looked everywhere to find a place to sit down, but the entire planet was crammed and obstructed by the king's magnificent ermine robe. So he remained standing upright, and since he was tired, he yawned. It is contrary to etiquette to yawn in the presence of a king.The monarch said to him, "I forbid you to do so." "I can't help it. I can't stop myself," replied the little prince, thoroughly embarrassed. "I have come on a long journey, and I have had no sleep." Then the king said, "I order you to yawn.It is years since I have seen anyone yawning. Yawns, to me, are objects of curiosity. Come, now, yawn again. It is an order." "That frightens me. I cannot anymore," murmured the little prince, now completely abashed. Replied the king, "then I order you sometimes to yawn and sometimes to..." He sputtered a little and seemed vexed. For what the king fundamentally insisted upon was that his authority should be respected. He tolerated no disobedience. He was an...absolute monarch. But because he was a very good man, he made his orders reasonable. "If I ordered a general," he would say, by way of example, "if I ordered a general to change himself into a seabird, and if the general did not obey me,That would not be the fault of the general. It would be my fault." "May I sit down?" came now a timid inquiry from the little prince. I ordered you to do so," the little king answered him, and majestically gathered in a fold of his ermine mantle.But the little prince was wondering. The planet was tiny. Over what could this king really rule? Okay, this is today's story. Let's see you tomorrow. Good night.